we are on Yud Amud Aleph. The Gemara that had started this was the one that talked about moving the ladder from window to window within a Davka. We had Beis Hillel versus Beis Shammai. And in our Mishnah, Beis Hillel said you're allowed to shift the ladder from window to window. Okay, you're allowed to shift the ladder from one window to another, and presumably the reason why he's lenient, despite his concerns for appearances, that people might think you're fixing your roof, whatever, is because Simchas Yom Tov. He wants to make sure you'll have the joy of Yom Tov, you'll have a Yom Tov meal. So our Mishnah, with its statement about the ladders, seems to indicate that Beis Hillel is lenient when it comes to Simchas Yom Tov, and Beis Shammai is strict, which is odd. Because our initial Mishnah regarding Kisui Hadam, covering the dam, right, said that Beis Shammai is lenient and Beis Hillel is strict. Right, if you have the table on the sheet, excuse me, the table at the top. So Kisui Hadam was our first case. We're working from right to left. In the Kisui Hadam case, Beis Shammai was mekel, Beis Hillel was machmir. In Hazaza Sula, moving the ladder, suddenly Beis Shammai is strict and Beis Hillel is lenient. So our Gemara asked, we saw this already last time, how do I make sense of that? So our first answer was, Rabbi Yochanan says, Mukhlefes Hashita, reverse the views. Meaning, Beis Hillel is actually the one who is strict. And then the Gemara said, well, why does this have to be a problem? Maybe the two cases are fundamentally different. Maybe the latter case is different from the Kisui Adam case, in that Beis Shammai will argue, you could say Beis Shammai is normally strict. In the Kisui Adam case, he's lenient because you had the spade ready. And Beis Hillel, it could be, is ordinarily lenient, like he is in the case of the ladder, because you have a dove cut there, so therefore there really shouldn't be Maris Ayin. And he's strict in the Kisui Adam case because you have nothing to work with. But he's lenient when he has something to work with. So you don't have to say Mukhlefes Hashita. So basically what that means, and this is the key point to get in order to understand the flow of the Gemara, is that we're going to bring a series of cases that seem to conflict with Kisui Hadam, that seem to show Beis Hillel being lenient and Beis Shammai being strict for Simchas Yom Tov. And in each case, we're going to offer two possible solutions. Rabbi Yochanan is going to say, okay, so flip the opinions. And that way everybody's happy. And then the Gemara is going to say, you don't have to flip the opinions. You could say this case is different from the Kisui Hadam case. And that Beis Shammai could be strict in one and lenient in the other. Beis Hillel could be lenient in one and strict in the other. And they're being entirely consistent. So that was what we worked through on the case of moving the ladder. We worked through it as well on the case that was at the bottom of Testament Beis onto the top of Yud Amud Aleph about dedicating birds, whether you have to dedicate birds for Shechita before Yom Tov, where Beis Hillel was lenient. He said, you just have to say, I'm going to use these birds. And Beis Shammai wanted you to actually pick up the birds. He said, speaking isn't good enough. And Rabbi Yochanan says, okay, flip the views. And then the Gemara says, no, you don't need to flip the views. You could offer another explanation. Fine. The Gemara then brought the third case in the series. We also saw this one last time. And that was the case of the Eli. The Eli is a block that you use to crush grain on top of it. I would like to use it to chop meat. You can't crush grain on Yom Tov, that's not allowed, but I'd like to use it for chopping meat. So Beis Hillel is lenient. He says you're allowed to, even though I would have thought that it would be Mukhtzah. Nonetheless, you are allowed to move it. And Beis Shammai says, no, you're not allowed to. Once again, Beis Hillel is being lenient for the sake of your Yom Tov meal versus Beis Shammai. How do I understand that? Rabbi Yochanan says, just flip the opinions. And then the Gemara says, not necessarily. It could be that there's reason to be lenient here because it's really, really a kli. Beis Hillel will say, this is a kli, fundamentally, this block on which you do the meat cutting. And therefore, it's a kli which has a mutter use and an osur use. Right? Like the hammer that you can use to hit nails or to smash nuts. And therefore, it's not mukhtzah. And that's the rationale. And that's what we got up to, was the conclusion of that third case. We are now on the first wide line, on Yud Amud Aleph, the middle of the line, Ela I Kashya HaKashya. And the Gemara is going to bring us the fourth out of the five cases. And it's going to fit the same pattern. The only one that's going to be a little different is going to be the last one, as we'll see. But here's the fourth one. The fourth one is the case on the table that is listed as Or Ledorsan, which means putting out the hide of an animal in front of people who are going to then trample it. The deal is that on, not on Yom Tov, in general, when you shecht an animal, you don't want to lose the hide. So you would like people to trample the hide, which begins the processing, and apparently, if it's not done right away, after you strip the hide from the animal, that's damaging for the hide. You don't want it to wait. Maybe it shrivels up, dries out. I don't know the physics of it. But you want it to be done right away. So the concern is, here it is Yom Tov, right? You're going to tell me that I can't do something with the hide. Maybe I won't shuck the animal. I'll go without meat today. So I didn't have meat for lunch. Better that than that I should lose the value of the animal hide. That's the concern. So Beishamai Omrim, right? Ela'i Kasha, if there is a question against the structure in the Kisoy Hadam case, in which Beishamai was the lenient one, Beisila was the strict one, Hakasha, the following is the question. Beishamai Omrim, Einos Ninas Ha'or Lefnei Hadorsan. Beishamai says, you're not allowed to put the hide out in front of the people who are going to trample it and thereby work the hide. You can't even pick it up. And the reason is because it is muktzah. It has no function today. Unless it has an olive-sized amount of meat still attached to it, in which case it's serving the meat. And the meat is not muktzah because you can cook it. So, but otherwise, the hide is like the peel of an orange. Right? It's muktzah. It has no function. So therefore, you can't put it in front of the people who are going to trample it. You can't even pick it up. But Beis Hillel says you are allowed to do this, and the reason ostensibly, as Rashi notes, is because he wants to make sure you'll have meat at your Yom Tov meal. So, end of quote. Alma, we see gabe simchas Yom Tov, where the joy of Yom Tov is a factor. Beishamai lechumra, Beishamai is strict; they're not letting you do this with a hide. Ubeis Hillel lekula, and Beis Hillel is lenient. Very many, but once again, they throw at us the same case, the Kisui Adam case. Hashochin chayev of b'yom tov, and so on. They're not even going to bother bringing us the whole discussion. So, Rabbi Yochanan mukhlefes hashita. Once again, Rabbi Yochanan says, fine, flip the views. Mimai, to which the Gemara says, who says you have to say that? Domaloi, maybe it's not so. Ad kam lo ka'amri b'shamai hasam elaheicha di'ika deker na'utz. Maybe Beis Shammai was lenient in Kisui Hadam because, once again, you had the shovel that was ready, the spade that was ready, stabbed into the ground. But here you have no parallel, and that's why Beis Shammai isn't going to be lenient here. But they're consistent in terms of their view. Inami, alternatively, maybe the only reason Beis Hillel is lenient here is because if you wanted to, you could lie down on this hide. Rashi says on Lemizga Ale, Kain Haisa Yeshivasam, he says that's the way they sat down. Shodchin Begadim Agabe Akarka, they would spread garments on the ground. Vinismachin Vyoshvin Al Birke and Kefufin. And then they would lean, and they would sit on their knees with their knees bent. That was the way that they would sit down and use this as a cushion of sorts on the ground. So apparently this hide, freshly removed from the shechted animal, is available for use. And that's why Beis Hillel will be lenient and say it's not muktzah. Aval Hasam, but in the Kisui Adam case, lo. He'll say, I don't have any such grounds for leniency. So we say, okay, that's not a proof of anything. And then we get to our last case and watch for the differences.
Would it be nullah? In other words, you had no intent of using that hide for a cover of any sort. So, how does it get around the muktzah or the other? I understand that you can do it, but you had no idea of doing that before you shechted the animal.
Right. So, I'm not sure you had no idea, but it certainly wouldn't be nullah. The hide existed before. It has not changed
in a
recognizable way. Right, but that doesn't...
Okay.
Yeah.
So the muktzah doesn't apply to it?
Apparently not, as long as it has a function.
When you say it has a little bit of meat on it...
Kazayas.
Kazayas.
So that's pretty big.
But
all the matzahs in your box.
Yeah. But you're having it trampled on. Are you not?
Yeah, it's kind of gross, no? I guess if you barbecue it, you won't be able to tell the difference.
So it's really
or they're moving it before it's trampled. In other words, you pick it up while it has the meat on it, right?
You take the meat off.
No, let's say you leave the meat on. Yeah, yeah. But while you're carrying it, the meat is still edible. You then put it down on the ground in the area where people are going to walk. And at that point, they can walk on that the same way they walk on leaves. Ella, rather, the Gemara says, here's our fifth case. Ikasha hakasha. If you have a question, this is your question. They're talking now about what are called tresin, or as we are familiar with, tresim. Right? In Israel today, these are shutters. If you take a look at Rashi quickly, he explains the phenomenon. He says, tresin. Dalsos hachalonos shel chanuyos. These were doors, really shutters, that were on the windows in the stores. Right? Store, don't think like our stores that we have as big buildings, but these were really pop-up stalls that they would put down on the street in the marketplace and from which they would sell things.
Cardo.
Yeah. So they had some kind of window hole, in them, and that probably is where you actually things change hands, and you simply put this board over it, and now it's closed. That's your trees. Shesogrin b'achalonos b'alayla. They close the window in the night. Umesalkin osam b'yom. And they remove the shutters by day. V'nosin osam lefneim. And they would put the shutter down in front of them. Right? V'shotchen alayin tavlumim kor l'rabim. Then they would use it as a surface on which to lay out the spices that they were going to sell to people. Right? Think of also the term for a money changer in the Gemara is a shulchani.
Shulchani.
Right? Because they had a table in front of them. That table was their door. They would just, take the door off, lie it flat, and that's your surface. So it's the same idea. So what he writes, and Rashi notes here is, Ubi Yom Tov Mutar Likach Mechen V'ni Hamakiroso. On Yom Tov, you are allowed to buy from a store owner who knows you. Ubi Vachli Yaskir Schum Mekach, as long as no sums are mentioned. So you say to him, I want to have, I'll take that, let's say you point to, or he has a unit ready. Or there are other ways. The Gemara is going to go through it in terms of how you can name certain quantities. And he knows and you know that you're going to settle up with him after Shabbos, but no prices are actually mentioned. That's the idea. I believe it actually does exist. I believe I saw this in Yerushalayim.
Oh, yeah?
15 years ago, yes. But I believe I actually saw this in Yerushalayim. Coming back from India somewhere, I don't remember, it was the old city, and there was a fellow who had the stall open, and he had bottles of grape juice and whatever else.
And people would take and pay him afterwards.
There's no Shabbos. I didn't see the payment.
No.
Oh, no.
But not on Shabbos.
That's a good question. But the kula for Yom Tov would be Simchas Yom Tov. And we have to see, we're going to talk about this, the Gemara is going to get to it, it's all in the Masechta. So the Gemara says, on here's our case involving the tresin. Beishamai omrim ein misalkin es hatresin b'yom tov. Beishamai says you are not allowed to remove these tresim on Yom Tov. The reason why, apparently, is because of concern of taking a part of the wall. As a shutter, it functions as part of the wall. Now you're disassembling the wall. It's called stira.
Right.
Attaching it would be bone. So that's it's bona and sosir. So he says you're not allowed to remove the shutters on Yom Tov. Ubeis Hillel Matirin Af LaHachzir. Beis Hillel says not only
is this the Rabbanon or the right side?
The Rabbanon, because you're dealing with Kalim.
Right.
The question is, does it even exist at all? But we'll come to that.
Okay.
So Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to remove the tresin on Yom Tov, and Beis Hillel says you can remove it and you can even put it back on afterwards. And his reason is, if you take a look at Rashi, Afla Havzir, Veliskor Bahen, you could put it back and close up with it. Vechazara Vadai Shalo Letzarechi. Putting it back on is certainly not for the sake of being able to do your marketing on Yom Tov.
Well, except it could be the same as the previous example, that if you know you can't
precisely
do it, you won't open up, and then people won't be able to get their grape juice for Yom Tov.
Precisely. Va'avilu de'aminon ein binyan b'kelim tircha de'lav... I'm sorry. Va'avilu de'aminon ein binyan b'kelim. Even if we'll say there is no such issue of construction, because this thing is not really a house. It's not connected to the ground. It's really more of a kli. And bona doesn't apply for kelim. Still, tircha de'lav tzorech mi'ahava. It's still an unnecessary strain. But we allow it, as Alan said, because of the beginning, in order to make sure that he's going to open up in the first place. If he says, I have to leave my store open all day long, he'll say, forget it. So that's that's Beis Hillel's rationale. So Beis Hillel is the lenient one, Beis Shammai is the strict one. So
but he had a
Sorry?
What about Bidiyavit?
What about Bidiyavit? What would mean Bidiyavit?
Well, in other words, he's already taken it down. Can he put it back up again?
No. According to Beishamai. According to whom?
He's going to have a hefsid moment.
According to whom?
Beishamai.
Well, Beishamai for sure not. He was wrong to take it down.
Yeah, but he did.
So now, in Chotei Nisker, I shall let him now do it again?
He's going to have a hefsid, big hefsid moment.
What hefsid? He'll just have to sit there all day. You want your stuff safe.
Sit there all day. Let's go to the bathroom.
I'll ask somebody to sit there while he's away. Then I'll come back. He'll have nothing to worry about.
Bring the potty.
So the Gemara says, Alma gabe simchas Yom Tov, beishamei l'chumro, beishil l'kula. When it comes to the joy of Yom Tov, lo and behold, beishil is lenient. Very many, once again, hashochei chayva of Yom Tov. What about the Kisei Adam case? So here, we don't bring Rabbi Yochanan's answer of Muchlevas Hashita first. Right? Instead, we first say, well, Beis Shammai could be resolved. Bishlama Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai Lokasha. Beis Shammai is not a problem. Hasam Tika Deker notes, in the case of Kisei Adam, he was lenient because you had the spade stuck in the ground. Ha'chalaka Deker notes, but here you do not have any equivalent grounds for Heter. Right? Ela Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel Kasha. But what's Beis Hillel going to do? Am Rabbi Yochanan Muchlevas Hashita. Then we get Rabbi Yochanan saying, okay, flip the views. And then you get this very odd closure. Either Inami or Dilma Lohi. Right, so either it's an alternative, Inami, or you could say the following. Dilma Lohi is more of a rejection of the previous one. Maybe what we just said is not true, Muchlevas Hashita. But instead, Ad Kamoka Amri Beis Helalacha, Elamishum De'ain Binyan Bekelim Vein Stira Bekelim. Avalhasam Lo. Maybe Beis Hillel only said this here, that you're allowed to remove it and reattach it, because he believes there's no such issue as Bona and Soser when you're dealing with Kalim, not even as a Derabanan. There's nothing wrong at all. If I have in my house my kid has a dollhouse, right? And the door falls off of the dollhouse, he'll say, you can go ahead and reattach it. That's not Bona. Now, unless there's a Makeh B'Patish argument of some kind floating out there. I don't want to get too far into Binyan and Stira in defining them. But Beis Hillel will say, this thing is a Kli. Bona and Soser are not issues. Go ahead. I have no problem with it in the first place. And that's why he'll allow it. Aval Hasam, whereas in the Kisei Adam case, lo, he does not have sufficient justification. Follow? That's the conclusion of the sugya. So, we have quite a bit that I want to talk about. Let's see how much we can actually do. One note which those who are in the Avodah Zarah Shir on Shabbos will see this, not this Shabbos, because I'm in Forest Hill the Shabbos, but next Shabbos you'll see it. But I'm bringing it here, because not everybody here is in. Actually, right here? No, Alan's not. Okay. So for Alan, we'll do it. When you read the Sugya, you have to ask yourself, five questions in a row with fundamentally the same answer for all five. Right. Why didn't you just bring them all at once? Or why don't you just draw your conclusion from one to the others?
Right.
It's relevant in the Avodah Zarah sugya because they did the same thing over there in the discussion about the broken idols.
Right?
If you remember there, they ask question after question where the answer is fundamentally the same answer. So two answers to that question. One from Tosfos and Shabbos Mem Gimel, where they have a similar series of questions. So Tosfos there says, Kol Hanhu Demaisi. All these cases that they bring, Yada Hamaksha Dematzi L'Shanuye B'Tzaruch L'Mekomo. He knew that you could answer each one by saying, in that case over there, it's a discussion, and the item that they're allowed to move, the answer is you're allowed to move it because it's talking about where you needed space, not because the item isn't really mukta. He knew that was going to be the answer. Ela Sharotza Leidan Yesh L'Tarez Be'yin Acher. But he's asking the question in the Beis Medrash in order to see, maybe somebody will have a different answer. So the question is put out there in the Beis Medrash, and it's recorded, therefore, in the Gemara as part of the discussion that they're holding, in order to just ask the question and see, hey, maybe somebody will say something different. That's a first approach. Second approach is from the Shalah, which, since you had Alan in your sefer, that you had the Horovitz clan, so...
My wife's come to Horovitz.
Oh, okay.
She's a lady, though.
Bas lady.
Bas lady.
No, I mean, from the... on the maternal, so therefore
maternal harvests. Okay. So the but the Shalah has a work Klalei HaTalmud. So in Klalei HaTalmud, it's Kuf Ayin Zayin. He says, "Harbe pa'amim timtza shamakshon makshev amatareitz tiritz lo hachavayaskinon v'chulei." He says many times you'll find that the questioner will ask a question, And the person who's answering will answer, well, what are we talking about? Here we're talking about such and such. And then, achkach machshavi b'risa acheres. And then we'll ask from another b'risa. Umetareitz lo hachanami. And he'll say, here too. Same answer. Come on, teretz rishon. V'chein harbe b'zeh achar zeh. And that's what it'll do. You know, question after question. So he says, you have to wonder. The Ka'arila, my Ka'arila, the one who's asking this question, what is he asking? And he already heard the answer. So what's he asking further? Did he not know that that first answer was going to work here too? The Kibalti, so by tradition, I have the following explanation. The way it actually happened in the Beis Medrash was, all of the questions were laid out at once. He said, you say this. I've got five cases that all seem to contradict what you're saying. And then, Dainu kol meisve v'toshma shehevi, every meisve or toshma you see in it. Hevi kulam v'bas achas, he brings them all at once, v'hikshe mehen, and asks from them, v'hatartzan tiretz lo kulam teretzeh. And the answerer gave one answer. He said, yeah, for all your cases, hacham askinon, and so on. In order to make each question clear, when whoever it is sits down and arranges the text, he arranges them each independently with its own layout of the question and the statement of the answer. Oh, that was a very interesting look by the Shalai into how this sausage is made.
There's not ever quoted in my whole life ever in the Gemara. I heard him quoted everything else in terms of Musar and this and that,
I don't remember where I saw this Shla. It's not something that I don't learn Shla's Kalei HaTalmud, although I ought to.
You're supposed to.
But I saw this referenced somewhere. I don't remember where I saw this reference. Someone quoted it and I saw it from them. I can't take credit.
Does anybody actually have it in print?
Kalei HaTalmud? It's on the Bar Ilan CD-ROM.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Seen it in years.
It's there. The Bar Ilan CD-ROM, the last couple of editions, have had a section called Klalim. Klalim and Arachim or something like that. And it has a few Sfarim that present Klalim like this in learning. Yeah. Okay. It strikes me as very useful. So the big question here is, how did our sugya end? What did we decide in the end? Did we just ask five questions and come up with no answers? So, interestingly, There's this long Tosfos Amar of Yochanan that's very useful. He's printed on Tesamud Beis, but it's actually referring to the conclusion of the sugya here, our last question, even though it says Amar of Yochanan Mukhlefes Ashita, which we've seen now five times. It's on the fifth one.
Is it possible that it got put there just because someone was putting it together and didn't realize it belonged here and not there, just on the same words?
Theoretically possible. More likely it was a space issue, because they designed this, trying to fit everything in, in a time when you weren't working with, typesetting.
Microsoft Word.
You were working with, your Microsoft Quill.
Pushing it in, wherever it fit. A lot of times they weren't even Jewish, the typesetters.
Well, this is before typesetting, that they started on this style. I've seen the original style was, you look at it and they're just running all over the page. It doesn't fit a nice, neat square. You have your main text in the middle, and then they're just fitting in whatever they can fit in, working around it.
How far back did you see it?
I'm not sure anymore. We had a speaker when I was in Allentown, a fellow named David Stern from Penn, who had a whole presentation at the Penn, at the University of Pennsylvania Library on this, mm-hmm. on old manuscripts and such. Mm-hmm. And he brought, non-originals, he brought, copies for us to see. And I don't remember anymore. This goes back, 8 or 9 years. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure. I doubt I have the notes still. So, Tosfos here, I broke my head on for a couple of hours trying to understand this Tosfos. Until I looked in the Rashba. And the Rashba presents much like what Tosfos does in the beginning, except that after that, he says, by the way, some people have a different girsa. And the different girsa he presents is our girsa, which tipped me off. The reason this Tosfos works at all is because he doesn't have our edition. So I'm going to make this easy and explain what's going on instead of having you try to figure out what this Tosfos is talking about. Do you remember I pointed out when we saw the fifth case that the order of where Rabbi Yochanan throws in Mukhlefes Hashita is switched?
Right.
First is Beis Shammai's answer, then Mukhlefes Hashita, and then Beis Hillel. Tosfos ends after Muchlefes Hashita. Tosfos doesn't have Beis Hillel's justification of Ein Binyan Mekalim Ein Stira Mekalim. As far as Tosfos is concerned, the last word in this Gemara is Muchlefes Hashita. That it's swished. Once you know that, this Tosfos reads easily.
So once you have, so if it doesn't, so this Tosfos asking if we had a Muchlefes Hashita, why doesn't have the rest of the part like the other?
No, that's not where he's bothered. He's bothered. Well, take a look and we'll see. Amar B'Yochanan Muchlefes Hashita. Tosfos. And the Rashba also has this other addition, stopping at Muchlefes Hashita. What they want to know is, which case are we reversing? When you say Muchlefes Hashita...
The fifth or the first?
Exactly. Are we flipping number five, or are we flipping number one? And realize the ramifications of that, right? Before we actually see it even in Tosfos. If you reverse number five, the Trasin case, that means that you believe Beis Hillel is strict, despite Simchas Yom Tov. So then we also believe Beis Hillel should have been strict in cases 1 to 4, where he was lenient. But in those cases, we didn't conclude Muchlefes Hashita. Instead, we came up with justifications for why, in those cases, Beis Hillel was lenient. Which means that if you believe that Muchlefes Hashita refers to number 5, the Trasin case, then in the Moving Ladders case, you accept the idea that Beis Hillel is lenient because having a dovecot present defeats Marzayin. And in the dedicating of the birds before Yom Tov case, you accept the idea that there is a verbal dedication, and that defeats your muktzah concern. And in the case of moving the block to crush the block that's used to crush grain, the answer is it's a kli, and that's why Beis Hillel will be lenient. And in the case of moving the hide is already usable to lean on. And that's why you're not concerned. So that's one option, is reverse the Trasin case, number 5, and accept all of the arguments we gave for Beis Hillel being especially lenient in cases 1 through 4. The alternative is reverse Kisui Hadam, and Beis Hillel was lenient down the line. And then 1 to 5 stay as they are. So those are your two choices. Which I brought you as source Gimel on your sheet, the Beis Optziot. Right? Either you're flipping the trace in and Beis Hillel is strict, and just those other cases are Yotzei Min HaKlal, or we flip Kisui Adam and Beis Hillel is lenient here and down the line. And as you see, I wrote there, Tosfos is going to tell you, Rashi is the first view, Tosfos is the second view. That's what we'll see now in Tosfos. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Muchlefes Hashita, Perish. Hahide Trasin. Perish is Perish Rashi, Hakuntos. Rashi says, we're flipping, excuse me, The Trasin case. The Beis Hillel Savri ain misalkin a Trasin b'Yom Tov. That Beis Hillel really believes you're not allowed to remove the Trasin on Yom Tov. Beis Hillel is strict. In which case, the Chol Hani Mishnayos Demaisi, all these other cases that we brought, Machlif, will then have to be flipped in the sense that we have to come up with rationales for them. V'osa de Shochet Kidekoi Koi. And the first case, the Shochet case, the Kisui Adam case, remains as is. And then Tosfos gives his challenges to it, and I brought them for you in Source Dalet. I summarize the challenges in case you get a little bit lost with it, because he has four different challenges. He says, "Vakasha tuva lahada perush." He says, "I have a lot of problems with that idea, with that approach." First of all, the imkein mitok malafia maskana kol hani shinuye dechiki leel deleel demaisi. He says that means you have to accept all those strained answers that we gave for each case to show why that case was a Yotzei Min HaKlal. Tosfos is not impressed with the answer like, well, your verbal dedication works, or you could lean on the hide. Tosfos doesn't like those answers, and he says, that's number one, I don't like it because those are all strained answers.
What is actual halacha? Does a verbal dedication work?
So we have to get to that, and the sugya is coming up. All of those quotes came from Mishnayos that we're about to see in the next Gemara. The Od Kasha. He says, I have another problem.
Excuse me. He means to say that he believes that the first explanation, Mahakim was crazy, or Mahakim Kisa Adam, which one?
Well, Tosfos didn't say what he believes yet, but he is going to end up saying Mahakim Kisa Adam.
Okay.
Yeah. The Od Kasha. And he says, it's a further problem. Maika Amar Gabe Or, Mishum Dechazi Lemizga Alei. He says, when you give the answer regarding the hide, right, that you could lean on the hide, right, and that's why Beis Hillel is lenient there regarding the hide. Hamafresh time alekamandi tirusofin mishum chilas. And the Gemara in Yud Aleph Beis, when we actually see this case, is going to give me the reason for the heter, and it's not going to say the reason for the heter to move the hide is because you can lean on it. It's going to say because we want to make sure you do shchita. this answer the Gemara gives is such a doch-like answer, the Gemara itself isn't going to use it later. You can't seriously expect them to believe that that's the rationale. The Ode Kashan, he says, there's a further problem. This goes back to Howie's question that you asked ages and ages ago, and we said, wait, we're going to discuss whether Mukhlefes Hashita and all that. So here we are, the pigeons coming back to roost. Pigeons? Chickens? The imkain, the osa, the hashochi, nish eres b'mekoma, if we leave Kisrei Hadam as is, meaning that Beis Shammai is going to be the lenient one and Beis Hillel is the strict one, imkain Rabbah v'Rav Yosef shak luvataru aliba de Beis Shammai v'zeu docha gadol, then Rabbah and Rav Yosef, who have the whole debate about whether we tell him dig then shecht then cover or shecht and then dig and then cover, but either way they take the lenient view that you're able to do this, right, despite the fact that you don't have the dirt ready, that means they're debating within Beis Shammai's view instead of Beis Hillel's view, which is what Howie asked back then.
Well, that's if we don't change it.
If we don't change the Kisrei Hadam case, correct. The Ode Kasha, and he says it's further it's difficult. Kevan de Mukhlefes Hayi de Treisin, since you're flipping the Treisin case, the last case, then Svira Lahula Beis Hillel de Misalkin Mishum Yish Binyan Ustira Bekalim. That means Beis Hillel is in the position of saying you can't remove them, which means Beis Hillel must believe that there is Binyan Ustira Bekalim. But Ubereish Parakol Akalim in the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Chlafeis Sasim Lantana De Ain Binyan Ustira Bekalim. We conclude that there is no such thing as Bona and Sosir for Kalim. Is that against Beis Hillel? And it wouldn't even have been mentioned as a Machlokas? Satosis, for all four reasons, says this is wrong. Lakach Pirsha Beinu Tam, therefore Beinu Tam says, Dim Mukhlefes Hashita, when we say Mukhlefes Hashita, Hainu Ayida Hashoche, that's the Kisrei Hadam case. Dim Beis Hillel Savri Yachbar Badeka V'Yachase V'Chule, V'Hashta Nechakol, that Beis Hillel's position is that you're allowed to do the digging, and now all of them have viable, now all of them, you know, work well. The Baal HaMor on this agrees with Tosfos. If you take a look on your sheet, he has a different reason for agreeing with him. If you take a look at source Hay.
Okay, but you're basing that on him not having the wrong gears of the Gemara. Based on the Gemara the way it is.
The way we have it, in other
words. The way that we have it. Are we saying that nothing is switched?
Yeah, because now we go over the rationale for number 5, like we did for 1 through 4. Right. So in source Hay, the Baal HaMor says, the Baal HaMor, remember, Rabbi Zvachya Halevi, so he's a Rishon, and he comments usually on the Rif.
Same family.
Well, he's a Levi.
Ancestor of the Horowitzes.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay. Ishab cholamas nisin da hashochet chayev ha'of. You reverse the Mishnah of Kisrei Hadam. V'havaluhu beis hillel lakula. Beis hillel is then lenient. D'iach hazaras treis in koi. Rabbi Yochanan, Di'ah Hazaras tracing Kai Rabbi Yochanan Lomar Shia Mukhlefes. Because if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yochanan was referring to the last case to say that's the one that gets flipped, Lo Mitrat Samas Nisin Mishum De Beis Shammai. Then in that case, Beis Shammai wouldn't work out. Why? The Kasha De Beis Shammai Ad Beis Shammai. Because Beis Shammai would be contradicting himself. Watch the logic. He says Hashta Umahecha Deshov Chol Mochiach Olav Machri Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai is strict when you're dealing with moving the ladder, right? Even though you have a dove cut there, that everybody can see what you're doing is the dove cut and not fixing the roof, and yet Beis Shammai is strict. Gabechazaras tracing, then when it comes to putting back the shutters, Shein Shem Shunzat Heter Ala Sheitiru Sofen Mishun Tchilasan Lalezel Emnuim Misimchas Yom Tov. Your only heter there is, well, we want him to shecht so he'll have him, not to shecht, we want him to have food for his meal. That's why we're going to let you do it. But you have no grounds for minimizing the violation that's going on the way that you do in the Dovkat case, which is also a Simchas Yom Tov case. Right? Your entire heter is just Simchas Yom Tov. Shouldn't they not have been strict? You're strict when you have Simchas Yom Tov plus Shovach. So why in the world are you not going to be strict when you just have Simchas Yom Tov? He says it will be illogical to read Beis Shammai that way. It just doesn't fit. That's his point. Okay.
Very good point.
Yeah, I think so. The Rif, on the other hand, does not reverse any of them. He brings all of these... The Rif doesn't go through our sugya, because it doesn't interest him. It's not a halacha l'maisa discussion here. But when he lists each mishnah in his proper place, he keeps the voices as they are. Presumably, this is my presumably, that he has our girsa, which includes the additional ending after Mukhlefes Hashita, and therefore none of them need to end with Mukhlefes Hashita. You don't need to reverse any of them. Tosas then continues with a ramification of saying to flip Kisui Adam. And this one the curmudgeons will enjoy. This is Rabbeinu Tam being a curmudgeon. We are on the first of the wide lines in Tosfos. Beginning of the line. V'omer Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, having now determined that we flip Kisui Adam, and therefore on all these cases, Beis Hillel is lenient, including the discussion about Muktza, and overriding Muktza for the sake of Simchas Yom Tov, right? So, V'omer Rabbeinu Tam, Tamia Ani, I am surprised. Amai Tzrichu Ha'olam Hachana. Why does the world require Hachana when they're dealing with preparations for Yom Tov and the item that you're going to want to use for Yom Tov? He's not just the bird, but in general. V'zachor Ani, I remember, D'bimei Na'arusi, when I was young, Lo Abba Masvichin Klal, they didn't need it at all. I remember when I was young, and now all these machmirah have come into the community and they're telling people what they have to do. They've changed all the Piskei Halacha. That's
just said Simchas Yom Tov. So now, what else do you need?
Ach, ato, lefima shetau. He says it's because they made a mistake. This room, the Mukhlefes, Lakaya Hashohe, they think Mukhlefes doesn't refer to the Kisui Adam case, Ubeisela Lachumra, and therefore they think that Beisela is strict. Lefichach Masvichin Achana, that's why they require Achana. But then, unlike the curmudgeons of today, he goes back on himself. He says, no. He says, I'm wrong. Why? D'lefi perusho nami l'chol apacho sari beis hillel mai desari beis shammai meikara. He says, even if we do flip beis hillel and beis shammai and kisei adam, beis hillel is not going to be more lenient than the position that beis shammai originally held before we flipped the voices in the kisei adam discussion. Ubeishami bow decker notes. Beishami still require that there be a spade stuck in the ground. Beishami didn't just say you could take a shovel wherever you like and just dig dirt up, even if it's loose earth. That's a separate discussion, as he says. Even if it's loose earth, he still required hachana. Eladika decker notes that Beis Shammai only permitted this there because there was a spade stuck in the ground. Mashma, the indication is, afilu ba'afar tichamach bo Beis Shammai deker notes mibod yom mishamachana kedibir shakuntras. That even if you have loose earth, Beis Shammai still requires the dedication of the spade stuck in the ground. So he backs off from that statement. He then has an interlude here that I'm skipping because I wanted to make sure to get to his last point. The 1.5 lines up from the bottom, the middle of the line, the tema. To go through the part that was in the middle would require that we reopen the entire Kisui Adam discussion. And I'm not so into that. But but he says, Vitema. He says, I am shocked with a question against his own position. In King, the Mukhlefes Koya Ahid HaShochet, Ube Shame L'chumra. If it's true that Mukhlefes is in fact referring to Kisui Adam, right? And Beis Shammai is taking the strict point of view. Then Hechi Mona La B'Mesaches Edyos Gabi Hanoch De Beis Shammai Lekula Ubeis Hillel L'Chumra. So how is it that we include the case of Kisui Hadam in Edyos as one of the cases in which Beis Shammai leaned to Beis Hillel strict? It's not true.
Right.
Mukhlefes, it's reversed. The Yesh Lomer, so he says, you could answer. Demona lalafia taus. The Mishnah is called the Mukhlefes Hashita. The answer to Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said Mukhlefes Hashita. The Mishnah in Edyos is pre Rabbi Yochanan. So the Mishnah in Echanami, there's a mistake in the Mishnah in Edyos. That's the answer that Tosfos gives. The Baal Amor, if you take a look at source Vav.
Got a good answer.
Well, take a look at Baal Amor. The Baal Amor strengthens the answer. The Baal Amor is source Vav. Ve'af agav detanina la bebechirta. Bechirta is another term for Maseches Edyos. So, af agav detanina la bebechirta. I wonder if it's a play on Edyos. I hadn't thought about it. but I think it is. Edios literally are testimonies, because many of the Mishnayos are, hey, so-and-so testified, whatever it is, whatever law we're talking about. However, Idis means the best of, and Bechirta is the best of, the choicest of. So, I don't know, I could be making that up. But he says, even though we learn that in Mesachas Edios regarding the Kulos of Beis Shammai, like Tosfos said, Shibusha hi de ishtab shalei masnis in latana de hasan. He says, Mashbashta, it was confused. Mishubeshet. It was a confused text. Ki echi de ishtab shalei latana de hasan. Just like the Tana here had it confused in our Masechta, in the beginning of Beitza. Val Talmud aruch shabi adenu anu somchen. When you say, well, can you really say that? He says, yeah, because it's explicit in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan said, Muchlevis Hashita. So, it's good enough for me. If it's good enough for Rabbi Yochanan, it's good enough for me. That's the approach of the Baal Amor.
Well, they do that all the time anymore. It doesn't necessarily just Rabbi Yochanan.
What do you mean?
A lot of times they change, they reverse the Shitas. See, a lot in Gemaras.
That things will be... Well, to reverse a Mishnah, though, to say that a Mishnah has something backwards, is not a trivial thing. Changing Shitas by Amang Amorayim, you'll see. Changing a Shita that's recorded in a Mishnah happens, but it's not trivial.
Okay, going.
Yeah.
Okay, you keep on bringing up the case with a Decker, but in that Mishnah, you had that Beit Hillel was saying that Lechachila, you don't discreet at all. In other words, there's more to that Mishnah where Beit Hillel is Machbir.
In other words, are we flipping the whole thing, the entire position?
Correct. I mean, I couldn't find the Mishnah right now, but I mean, it's basically.
Oh, it's based on Aleph. Okay. Even in Steinsaltz.
Oh, it's right in the case. I didn't realize it was that far back.
Oh, yeah, we've covered ground this year.
Okay. Well, it says Lo Yishchot.
Ellen Kenayla from Mohammed Bod Yam, correct.
Okay.
That's the ruling. That's being reversed in a Hanami. But that's it.
Okay, but what Beit Shammai is saying is he's not saying Lo Yishchot. Okay, you're saying Beit Shammai's specific case is only...
Well, not the shecht if you don't have the dirt ready to cover.
But Beit Shammai's not saying that. So you have the other chumra there, that Beit Hillel is saying, Lechatchila, you can't shecht whatsoever. Forget about the kisui dam portion of it.
No, because that's the point. The point is, can I do the shechita if I don't have dirt available for kisui adam?
Right.
And if I have the dirt available, even if I just have the spade stuck in the ground, then I'm allowed to shecht because kisui adam is now possible.
Except Beit Shammai's opinion appears to be that you can do the shechita regardless, and if you have the deker, then you could do the kisui adam. Because he doesn't say you can't do shechita.
No. No. Yachor v'deker v'yachaseh.
He's talking about the kisui adam portion. But he doesn't say anything about doing shechita.
No. But Yachor v'deker v'yachaseh is saying this is what you do for your kisui adam.
Right.
That's what he's referring to. Where you have a deker notes and all that. That's what the Gemara is going to clarify. Going to, from there, we already saw it.
Okay. Where I'm not understanding is Beit Hillel is saying Lo Yishchot.
Yeah.
Okay. Elim Kain Hayalo Afar Mukham Mibod Yom.
Correct.
The Deker Na'utz is an extreme case where you have the dirt ready. You're at the point where not only do you have the dirt ready.
Deker Na'utz doesn't appear in the wording of our Mishnah. All our Mishnah That's not a Deker Na'utz in our Mishnah. Okay. It's not. Our Mishnah is simply Beit Shammai saying. Right now is what it sounds like, as Beit Shammai saying, you are able to dig and get dirt. Don't worry about it. You can shecht, and you can dig and get dirt. And then the Gemara revisits that.
It says that it's prepared dirt.
And says
dirt that you have the spade in there, and the dirt is ready to be used.
Correct. That's the Gemara in Zion Amid Beis.
So what I'm saying is Beit Shammai appears to be saying that you could do the shechita for the sake of the shechita, and the kisui adam is based on having dirt that's ready. Well, the Beit Hillel is even further than that, saying you can't do the shechita unless it's already mukhan.
No, Beit Shammai is saying you're allowed to do the shechita because you will have the ability to do kisui adam, because you have a deker notes mibod yom. That's what we ended up with in Zion Amid Beis.
It's understood that way.
Go back to Zion Amid Beis. That's where they ask the question about Hashochet, is that Lechatchila, is that Bediyeved, and the whole discussion of Rabba and Rabbi Yosef.
Let's go back to Beit Shammai again, the order of events.
Okay.
So this is still goes back to this whole question, if you don't have machshir.
Just one second. Yeah, go ahead.
And so if you don't have machshir, then you have a deraisa, simchas yontif. And you have a rabbanan, which is kisei adam.
So that's a derabbanan, kisei adam is a deraisa.
No, it's an assay.
Yeah, we discussed this in terms of chaviv mitzvah, chaviv mitzvah b'shaita, and all the different things that we said back then.
Yeah, so you can be over, but you're over simchas yontif,
which is a nice assay also. It's not over on simchas yontif. You tell me, my only simchas yontif.
You can't have meat.
My yontif is ruined. But the realistically, the that's not. Losing Simchas Yom Tov, you're losing an opportunity to add to your Simchas Yom Tov, which would have been a mitzvah, but what am I going to do? I mean, we asked the question then of why is it such a big deal? Why can't you just do Kisei Adam that night? And gave the answers that we gave.
So how is the treason different?
From the Kisei Adam case?
Yeah.
For which way?
At the end of the day.
To be lenient or to be strict?
To be lenient.
If you want to be lenient in the treason case, you'll say it's because Ein Binyan Stira B'Kalim, and therefore there's nothing wrong with doing it. At most, chazara is a problem because it's tircha shelo letzarech, which is whatever that's worth. But that's it. That's the reason to be more lenient for the tracing.
And if you hold otherwise,
that what?
I'm not like the Yishman, but you hold that the
you hold the Yishman, you just dira.
Yeah.
Then you're stuck. Then there's no way you can justify it.
There's no way you can open your store.
I would think.
We're talking about where Beis Shammai was lenient versus Beis Hillel. It does have our first case with the egg.
In Edges where they have that, do they have our first case with the egg? Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
So in that one it is where Beis Shammai is Meikil and Beis Hillel is Mok.
Tess was asked that question last time. Amma.
Yeah, good question. Right. Right, and Rashi explained because regarding a pizza, there's no simchas yantov doesn't come through eggs.
Making an omelet.
Right.
You're eating three meals and then you have your milk and meal at night. It's a simchas yantov.
Right. All right. Good. We'll pick up God willing next week.
So on Shabbos, is he giving the Gemara share?